Thank you. Again, the narrative is very similar. No surprises. The WHO Trust Fund has been replenished in the reporting period by six donating countries, as you can see from the overview table. And the amount is about approximately $200,000 as a contribution to the WHO fund. In terms of expenditures, again, similar to ECE, we have spent approximately the same amount approximately the same amount that was contributed by parties from the earmarked funds. And the good news is indeed that for the first time, at least as WHO reports on financial matters in these meetings, for the first time we can say that about 90% of the activities that we have been undertaking were supported by contributions by parties, which is excellent news. The not so good news is that if you include the whole staffing perspective, and if you make informed assumptions of the time that we input into the protocol work in terms of implementation, if you then do the calculations, then the number looks completely different. As we reach about at one-third of the required cost that for supporting the protocol as a secretariat. So there is good news, and there is a little bit of persisting not so good news. And this is to be clearly communicated at this stage. And it is very important to secure implementation over time and reliable and quality implementation over time, that we have a predictable funding stream on which basis we can work. As for UNECE, also in our case, the gap is covered by funds which are not earmarked to the protocol. These are primarily, in our case, is core funding of the World Health Organization. It comes in different ways, supporting Enki's and my staffing time, supporting activities through the biannual collaboration agreements, but also, particularly in our case, through the Bonn Center, it is also funding from the Ministry for the Environment of Germany, which is supporting numerous activities related to the protocol. So external fund, we rely very heavily on external sources. Before handing back to the chair and looking at the needs that we have for the future, I should like to acknowledge as well, as you can see in section three of this document, that there were also quite a number of direct contributions, which we did not monetize, but we would like to acknowledge them, that both Belarus and the Netherlands have provided in-kind or direct support to the organization of various events that took place in the reporting period. We would also like to acknowledge the, how to say, voluntary work of several WHO collaborating centers, which are supporting the technical work in various program areas, as well as the contributions, financial, but also manpower contributions that come through the national policy dialogues, as Pep has already flagged during his intervention. So these contributions are also very important when drawing the overall picture in where we stand with the financial situation.